This podcast is sponsored by Carinia Mails. For more information, email hello@cariniamails.co.uk. And this podcast is also sponsored by Cirencester Sales and Lettings. For more information, go to www.cirencestersalesandlettings.co.uk. It's a podcast.
Hello and welcome to That's No Moon.
It's a podcast.
Our third special edition, straight from live from London.
Yeah. Now we're fresh from the last day.
I would not describe it as fresh.
Well, all right, we're knackered, but we're fresh back.
We're fresh. We've literally
got back.
We had a bite to eat, which I'm sure we'll talk about.
So we are still, just for anybody who's tuned into this one, where have you been for the last two?
Yeah.
But we are still, or have been, at the Star Wars Celebrations Europe 2016. Did you want to admire that whilst I
That's good. No, yeah, it doesn't work because we're on the camera. People can see our money. So I think personally, seeing as we're not professionals at this, we've done pretty well at covering
everything
that we've seen.
I know.
Don't you?
Yeah, I do.
So if you want to know in depth what we did Friday and what we did on Saturday, please listen to the podcasts that are up now that you can get on SoundCloud and on iTunes. Hello, Kelly. But for today, we're going to go through what we did today.
Absolutely.
We haven't got any interviews because we basically had one mission today.
Well, let's start the story from afresh. So today's mission was to basically go to the Future Filmmakers panel and the closing panel of the celebration. It was our mission. So we said yesterday we were going to get up early. We were going to be there by 6 o'clock.
Which is what we did on Friday.
And by Jove, we were there before 6 o'clock
this morning. By Jove, we were.
We were, weren't we?
We were.
So we got there and we went down the queues, because they call them shoots, but queues for the different panels. There was Carrie Fisher one and the one. And we saw the Future Filmmakers and we looked at each other and went, well, that doesn't look too bad.
No.
And we joined the queue thinking that the Carrie Fisher one was absolutely rammed, but the Future Filmmakers wasn't. We didn't understand this until the person behind us explained that they were doing different shoots for the Future Filmmakers. And suddenly we saw that the one that was full, we thought for Carrie Fisher, was in fact part of the Future Filmmakers.
And which made us get a little bit worried.
We were, because at first we thought, yes, we're in. We're going to definitely do this. And then we went, oh no.
Maybe not.
Is that 4,000 people in there?
Yeah.
Bearing in mind this hall only holds 4,000. But to cut a long story short, we stayed in the queue, we got through and we got our wristbands. So for the people on Facebook Live, there they are. For the people listening previously, have a look on Instagram or our Twitter feed, you'll see those. So we got the Future Filmmakers and we said, well, we might as well go and watch the Carrie Fisher one. It's one that I was quite interested in.
Yeah, let's go and see if we could get in. I mean, we'll talk about the panel
later on. But I just thought, she's value for money. I've seen her interviewed on TV.
Yeah.
She's funny.
Yeah.
She's unpredictable, which is the main thing.
Absolutely.
So it would be fun. We joined that queue and we managed to get the good old wristbands for that one.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind, you're only allowed 2 a day.
Yeah, so in the 3 days, we wanted to see... there were 4 panels we specifically wanted to see.
Yeah.
And we got to see all 4 of those panels. So, result.
Absolutely.
That was a result. So after that, we decided...
We queued through and then we just had to wait, didn't we? So we went outside, we found a table with some proper chairs this time, so we didn't get num bums.
That's right.
Sat down and we met a guy from Holland who's a vlogger, isn't he, on YouTube.
Yeah.
Chatted to him for a bit, and then decided to go and queue.
Yeah, now before that, I think we did mention this young lady on Friday.
And Saturday.
Now, We said today, didn't we, that we feel that the organisation of certain parts of the celebration, they've been working out as they've been going along each day.
I suppose they had to.
Yeah, because Friday there was a little bit of a mix-up in regards to I think we said on the Friday podcast that people literally wanted to move 20 feet and they weren't allowed to. They had to go all the way around into security again. Oh, you... Anyway. But in regards to... There was this young lady that was there. Lauren, her name was. And... bless her. I mean, she was just a bundle of joy. She was lovely. And the fact that she just said the same thing over and over again.
With the same arm movements.
Yeah, from 6 in the morning till about 8 at night.
So she was arm movement in or out.
Yeah, and then we saw her again today. She was in a different section. She was in the section you went and got your tickets
wristbands.
And wristbands. And she literally came bounding up to us. Oh, it's you! Gave us a hug. So we had a hug. So... we're friends on Facebook now, which is a nice thing, aren't
yeah.
we? And she's now a Pancast pal.
So we just wanted to give her a shout out on this podcast and just say, hello, Lauren, thank you very much, and cheers for the lovely hugs.
Thank you. And she's a very good hugger. She was lovely. So, yes, thank you very much, Lauren. And I'm sure we will be corresponding.
Yeah, we'll be chatting away again some other time. So, like I said, we went out of there after seeing Lauren and people, and we had to wait, and we had a long wait, and then we decided to join the queue to get through. And we said to ourselves, didn't we, if we can get over to the virtual reality, we'll get over to it.
Yeah.
So we did walk. Once we went through the queue and got in, bear in mind that's quite a wait, we got in and we walked straight over to the virtual reality thing, and it already, I say sold out, but nothing's for sale, but... All the tickets, the day passes, or the fast passes, they call them.
For the whole day had gone.
Had gone. Yeah. And this was, bearing in mind, only about 10 past 10 in the morning. They'd only opened at 10.
Yeah.
So we didn't get a chance to see that, which is a shame.
That's the thing that a lot of people online seem to be really raving about.
Yeah,
was how great that was. But anyway, that was the one thing out of everything, I think, that we did that...
We would have liked to have seen.
Yeah, but we didn't get a chance.
So we went straight down to queue for Carrie Fisher's panel. Princess Leia, if nobody knows who she is. If you don't, naughty.
Yeah.
Naughty. So, yeah, we went and queued down there and we got in. We got pretty decent seats, didn't we? We did. Quite close.
We did. And then there's a guy there that's like a warm-up guy that was... there for all the panels. They had a bit of music, a DJ.
Mark Daniels,
that was his name. There's a DJ.
Elliot.
And then a guy called Mark Daniels who just...
They were quite good fun, actually.
Yeah, they get the crowd going.
He seems, obviously, what they do all around the world, doing these different sort of events and cons.
Then they introduced them. Warwick Davis was the host, if you want, the moderator for Carrie Fisher's panel.
I have to say, he was really good.
I thought he was really good.
Very funny.
There are times when he has mannerisms and he acts a little too much like Ricky Gervais for me.
Okay.
There are little moments when his sort of mannerisms is almost like he's aping.
But sometimes I've seen him on TV and being interviewed, and it's no disrespect to Warwick, because I'd absolutely love to speak to him as a guest.
Yeah.
But I've always sometimes thought, not all the time in the interview, but throughout interviews, that he's come across and taken himself a little bit too serious.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean by that? But he came across really funny.
Yeah, he came when they introduced him, he had the whole like video intro, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then when he came in, he comes in on his little segue and he's tapping everybody's hand. He did some really, really sort of funny things.
And the opening video that he'd done was funny.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Yeah. He should have been in The Hobbit. He should have been in this. It was amusing. Obviously, it had taken time to make that introduction video of him.
Yeah.
So that was good.
But then he introduced Carrie, and Carrie brought on her dog.
Yeah, well, her famous dog, Gary. With the tongue. If you don't know the tongue sticks out to one side.
Which was really funny. And, I mean, I've seen a couple of photographs of Carrie Fisher over there, and this is exactly the same as it was last year, because the photographs you'd seen of Carrie Fisher... And you thought, oh my God, what's she going to look like in the movie?
Yeah.
Because she, I'm not saying she looks like a mess, but I mean, obviously she looks old, and obviously the plastic surgery doesn't make her look particularly good. And I thought, oh my God, because I've seen, like I say, I saw a photograph last week where she looks really old and frail. And I just didn't know what to expect. But she looked really good.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I thought she looked really, really good today.
Yeah.
And she was on top form. She was
risque without being too rude.
I can imagine that the Disney suits are backstage absolutely crapping themselves, thinking, yeah, what's she going to say? But she is so funny. I mean, out of the two panels today, this was the one I wasn't looking forward to as much, because I saw the panel last year and I thought that she'd come up with the same stories.
She didn't. They got to reenact scenes from, like, Return of the Jedi.
Which will be up on our on my Facebook page, but I'll share it on the Pancast page. That was really funny.
It's hilarious.
That was really funny. Seeing, because not just because of the fact of what they were doing, but Gary didn't like Warwick with his little Ewok
and his headset
on. And he thought that the dog thought that Warwick was attacking Carrie, so started having a go. And seeing him looking really scared, Warwick was really funny.
He was jumping, he jumped over the sofa, made me laugh. But watch the video that Pav said that we're going to put up online. Well, it's already online, but watch it, it's really funny. So we sat through that for an hour. Basically, I guffawed all the way through. Yeah. It did give me proper belly laughs.
Yeah, I did laugh.
We came out and we decided to go back upstairs and we said, well, we wanted to buy something in particular. I won't say what it is.
No.
So we went looking for it. There's something you put over your head.
Oh, right. Okay. Sorry.
So we
went. I thought I missed.
No. And we came across, obviously, there's a lot of toy stalls all around. And we found one that was selling the Comic-Con special Black Series First Order Trooper.
Yes. That was actually a...
San Diego...
it was from the San Diego Comic-Con last year. Yeah. Last year or the year before?
Well, whichever. But they were there anyway.
I'm pretty sure that it was a... Yeah, it was a special edition for that. But they're there and it's in a lovely box. It's really, really nice.
Yeah. So there, we'd heard earlier on that if you're going to buy something, that's the one, it's worth buying. So we both bought one. It does look really nice. And I noticed when we walked back, they'd sold out.
Are they?
They'd gone. So we got them at the right time.
That was lucky.
So we walked around the shops having a look after buying this. Said cheerio to the guys, Helen, Chris, at the Empire office, and said our farewells, and brilliant to see you and everything.
And once again, we will just say thank you very much to both of them.
We didn't get a chance to speak to Chris, which is really sad. We have spoken to him before on previous podcasts, and fingers crossed we will try and catch up with him again and speak to him.
But we did, like we said last night, sort of gush... last night in regards to how lovely they were. But we wanted to reiterate that to them face to face, because it was nice. We didn't really get to chat to Chris at all that much, did we, apart from the first day. So it was lovely. And again, once again, thank you very much to them for being so kind and generous with their time.
Brilliant.
For us.
Can't fault it, can you?
So after that, we then decided
at 1 o'clock, we only gave ourselves an hour to go down, because... like we said earlier, the big panel for today was going to be the future filmmakers. This is where we knew that the Rian Johnson was going to be there, Lord and Miller were going to be there. We wanted to go down. We said this is the biggie. This is going to be the big panel of the weekend. A lot of people were saying the same. There was a lot of buzz. We got down there at 1 o'clock and we managed to get in the first queue. But I would say we were 2/3 of the way back.
Yeah, but that was the closest to the front of the queue we'd been.
Ever.
In any of the panels. So we had 2 hours to kill, or say an hour and a half, considering they let you in at 2:30.
Yeah.
So we just sat down. We did a couple of movie fight nights.
Yeah, quizzes, which was good fun.
Always good fun.
The thing. And then
everybody loves a quiz.
We got in. We got very good seats, more central than we were before.
Really good seats.
Yeah, very good seats. And the panel started, and out came... Warwick Davis again? Was it at all? I'm lying. He didn't come out then. It was Pablo Hidalgo.
Yeah, one of the big wigs, if you like, of
the Lucasfilm.
The Lucasfilm, part of the Lucasfilm story group. So
he came out, introduced Kathleen Kennedy, who came out again. We'd already seen her on the Rogue One panel.
Yeah.
And likewise, and I forget her name,
I've forgotten her name again.
But another person from the Lucasfilm were there, and they were talking. And then they introduced Rian Johnson, who came out to talk about Episode 8.
Yeah.
I suppose they did confirm what we already knew. The only bit we found out up to this point was, Episode 8 is going to carry on exactly where Episode 7 left off.
Yeah, whereas...
But we sort of knew this anyway.
Yeah, every other movie has had a indeterminate time gap between each movie. This one is going to literally start where the last one finished, where Luke and Rey were on the cliff edge.
Yeah.
So that is how this movie is going to start. And in regards to the Episode 8 chat, that was it. That was it in regards to bombshells.
Now, nothing else.
The thing that gets me is I've never been to a con before. I didn't know how I would feel.
Yeah.
And it has literally felt like one long day that started Friday and is finishing today, because...
We haven't had a lot of sleep.
We haven't had a lot of sleep.
Not that we've been sleeping together.
No.
We haven't actually had a lot of sleep.
Because it's really weird. I mean...
But let's just go back to what they were talking about on that panel. They were obviously... They tried to make it that Rian Johnson's Instagram pictures that we've all seen.
Yeah.
If you're a fan, you've seen them. I've seen them. Were something special.
Yeah, and it wasn't.
And we'd seen those before. So we were left... I was starting to feel a little bit like, come on.
I was actually... The point I was going to make was the fact that my eyelids were getting heavy.
Yeah.
I had to keep rubbing my eyes, which you shouldn't have to... that wasn't what I was expecting to feel like on that panel. You know, to get there at 6 o'clock and then to be feeling tired was the thing that I wasn't expecting. So yeah. I was... And I really thought in a minute, and I kept thinking, now are they going to do the big reveal for Episode 8 now? Or are they maybe going to wait until everybody's on the stage and then do an Episode 8 big reveal, then a Han Solo big reveal, you know, and do it like that? So when Rian Johnson, then they sort of said, well, thank you very much. But everything they did say was just your typical... It was a pleasure to be there. Everybody's lovely. What's it like to work with them? Oh, it's fantastic. And that just grated with me. I don't want to, I know all that.
Yeah.
You know, I want them to sort of say, right, we've got something special to tell everyone now, haven't we?
Well, you can put up with all the slap, you know, the back slapping and the gushing and everything, as long as you get something at the end of it.
Yeah.
So anyway, they got to the end of the chat about Episode 8. Nothing we can tell you because nothing happened.
Yeah.
And then they introduced Lord and Miller, didn't they?
They did.
And out they came.
They showed the clip from the Lego movie that had the Millennium Falcon in it. Which, again, lovely to see. Lovely to see on the big screen.
Which is fine. All right, they came out. They were quite articulate. They were funny. They were quite interesting, I thought, to listen to. But again, they said nothing.
They're starting to. They're going to start shooting in January, and they said, "Oh, you know, it was a hard decision to work out who to play Han Solo, and in the end, it was the first person that walked through the door in the audition rooms that got the part." And I personally think that this is what they thought was going to be. This is the big one, is that the Han Solo guy comes out, Alden Enright.
Enright.
And he came out. And charming. Really
nice.
He got a big
round of applause.
You can see that with a bit of like having his hair done and stuff, and in the togs and in the clothes, he's gonna, I think he could pull it off.
Look like Han Solo.
But the thing was that he even said that as part of his like one of the final auditions, he sat in the Millennium Falcon, they had the costumes. So I said to Neil afterwards, I said, just a picture of him in a Han Solo costume.
Yeah.
It didn't have to be what it's going to be in the movie.
Well, they even admitted as well, though, that it was sarcastically said the best kept secret on the internet.
Yeah, because everybody knew it. Everybody knew. So that, again, to me...
Or even just a teaser poster.
You could have a teaser poster. You could have his gun with a hand coming soon, you know, shooting first,
yeah,
something like that, anything. Just anything. And that would have made the crowd go mad.
Yeah.
But because there was absolutely nothing, that's the thing, there was nothing there. If you've seen, there was a little tiny video when they started filming episode 8 of Rian Johnson directing that scene with Ray and Luke.
Mm.
So you know that they're doing that. So if you followed that thought pattern through, you'd think, oh, well, if he's filming that again, they must be starting off. So that wasn't even an Earth show. That was just a confirmation.
It was something we had already suspected.
Yeah, it was a confirmation. So, and look, this is the thing that gets me, because after that, John Boyega.
Well, he got a huge round of applause.
And quite rightly.
I thought, great, and he was charming, and he was trying to give advice to,
Alden Enright, yeah.
Alden, and that was all fine. I thought, oh, maybe Daisy Ridley will come out and be nice. No sign of her.
No.
Somebody told us earlier today that she was actually here.
Yeah.
But obviously she wasn't. I wish she couldn't have been, otherwise she'd have been on
the
panel.
She would have been. And then I think if we hadn't have been to the Mark Hamill and the Carrie Fisher panels, this would have been a massive thing for us.
Yeah.
But they brought out Carrie Fisher, they brought out Mark Hamill. And again, really good. They love playing to the crowd and they did a bit of bickering together. Again, the video for the whole panel, because I was half expecting sooner or later I'm going to have to turn this off because they're going to say, can you please not film this bit? And I thought, it's not going to be that I can't film the whole panel. But I did. And then that was it.
Yeah.
And then
they stood up for a photograph and left.
Yeah. And right to the end, I thought, right, they're all going off now. Kathy Kennedy is going to stay on stage and say, and like she did for the Rogue One trailer, we've got something just for you.
Yeah.
But, you know, right near the start, my first alarm bell started when Pablo Hidalgo said, this isn't being streamed worldwide.
No.
I don't know whether it just was... If I'd have known that before we went in, I'd have thought, well, we're not going to see anything.
Mm.
There wasn't going to be anything that they were going to... Because it would have been broadcast worldwide.
Well, not necessarily.
Well,
yeah, do you know what I mean? If there was a surprise...
Yeah, no, but I'm talking, yeah, like a trailer, they're not going to show it.
No.
But you know, you look at the stuff where they spoke to a lot of the people in Rogue One. I don't know.
There was something wrong anyway. And to say that the 4,000 people didn't whoop and cheer like they did at the Rogue One panel...
They just didn't.
It seemed to suddenly die.
Yeah.
Warwick Davis came back to do a retrospective of the weekend.
It was the closing ceremony, wasn't it? And
well, I felt sorry for him because he had to come out to a crowd that seemed pretty deflated.
Yeah. Well, we were definitely deflated.
You know, you said, should we go? And I said, well, we might as well just see what they're doing.
Yeah. Because they brought there's two other stages, the Galaxy and the behind the scenes stage.
And they brought
They brought the two hosts in. And that just...
They were awful.
Because that just sounded rehearsed.
Yeah.
When they did it, it was 40 years of Star Wars. And I thought, oh, it just...
But they were awful, weren't they?
No disrespect to Americans, but because the two of them were... It seemed so much like they were just... They thought, we'll do this little bit.
Mm.
And it didn't work. But I think even if it had been a good bit... They pretty much lost the crowd by then because everybody was so disappointed. I just think, like you say, deflated, I think was the word, because we come out of that room.
Well, we both said,
really,
they're ballsed up.
Yeah, because we've had such an amazing weekend.
Yeah.
That to come out at the very end feeling like, oh no, I'm really disappointed. When we should be coming out going, mad, oh my God, that was awesome. Oh my God, can you believe that they did that? And that was the bit that just, even now it still bugs
me. I was listening to people talking behind, I don't know whether they were right behind, but as we were leaving, and they all said, how annoying. It's like they've just said, London,
yeah,
you know, two fingers up, we're going to save it all for Florida next year.
Well, I think that's the trouble, because it's less than a year away. They're obviously saving stuff. I mean, as we said, they finished filming... on the 22nd of July.
Yeah.
So they've got all of that. And I said, even with Force Awakens, as a teaser trailer, all you need is 20 seconds or 10 seconds of a pan up of Luke, even to his hand, and it going, and a green lightsaber lights up. That's it. That's all you need.
Yeah.
And it would make the crowd go mad.
Yeah, and mad, they do go mad.
Do you know what I mean? And I don't... And the same as they must know what the name of the movie is going to be. So why not?
Why didn't they release it?
I don't know.
The teaser poster.
I don't know. And the trouble is, we've spent 24 minutes now basically... Or I've had the attitude of being really aggressive against Star Wars. And that's not me.
You're not against, and we're not against Star Wars. What's happened is we've been... What has been promised to be the best panel of the weekend, and we worked hard to get it, and we got in there, became the weakest panel we've seen.
Yeah,
So we're a little bit disappointed. Yeah. That's what we are. But it doesn't top off that we've had an awesome weekend that has just gone through everything and more that we could have expected of what it was about. It's a tiring weekend. If anybody wants to do this again, it's a bloody knackering weekend. Be warned. But yeah, it's just phenomenal, and who knows? We never know that we might ever get to do it again. That's the thing.
And whether it'll come to, I mean, I don't know whether I would enjoy, say, San Diego Comic Con as much as I enjoyed this, because it was
Star Wars
purely
Central.
Star Wars.
But like we said, the San Diego Comic Con, we'd probably spend all of our time trying to get in the halls. We wouldn't
exactly.
probably see anything
exactly.
because that's not what we're about, seeing all the things to buy. Whereas here, we had the opportunity to go and do a couple of panels, have a little mooch, then have a day of mooching everywhere, coming, and then another day of panels. So it was lucky. Mm. So overall, the weekend has been a success.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, absolutely. Without a shadow of a doubt, you know, we've met fantastic people, we've talked to fantastic people, we've seen fantastic cosplayers.
Yeah. As Matt has put on Facebook Live there, 3 days of awesomeness.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And let's go back to Rogue One. You know, we sat in on the panel there, we saw the trailer that nobody else saw, we obviously saw the fizzle that is now out online and everybody's seen. But what a film that looks. So we need to address that. It looks like it's a... war film.
It looks like a different kind of Star Wars film.
An action film. And it looks... I mean, can't say exactly what it's about. We don't know.
Yeah.
We've only been teased. But the scenes that they shot in the Maldives, we saw, you know, pictures of that. We got the exclusive posters, which is from that. I just think with the stormtroopers walking through the water, just looks so good.
Yeah.
And then to hear Vader breathing at the end of the trailer.
And as we've said, that Gareth Edwards, one thing that he does is... what he shoots is visually
stunning. Yeah, he has got a visual eye.
He's got a fantastic eye. I mean, I would say, I think like you said, that Godzilla looks amazing. The one thing about me that got in me was just the story.
Yeah.
Which you would hope with Rogue One. I mean, the skeleton of the story is there. You know where they're going and what they're after. And ultimately what they get.
Yeah.
It's just putting the meat on the bones of that skeleton, if you like. So what was your best panel?
I probably would say Rogue One.
Okay.
Just to see that trailer. I know we knew he's in it, but just hear Darth Vader.
Yeah.
And see the back of him on that, you know, the exclusive for us trailer. I would say the Rogue One. Yeah.
Rogue One.
I think so. But that's not detracting from Fisher and Mark Hamill.
No, I'd prefer... very, very close to putting Carrie Fisher's above Rogue One, just for entertainment value.
Oh, it was great fun. I think she was best. Mark Hamill is a born raconteur. He could talk to you and go and entertain you. What would have been nice was somebody with him.
Yeah.
To ask him to make it flow, because... although he was brilliant at telling stories and we had people asking questions, it would have been fantastic to have had somebody doing different...
Well, just to rein him in a little bit well, because he would start answering a question and then
go off on a tangent.
Then, yeah, go off and do anecdote and then come back and then give like a one-word answer to the question, which was a little bit naughty. But hang on, Matt says, so how would you do the trailers if you had 60 seconds to promote?
What film, sorry?
I don't know. What for the maybe what for Rogue One
or Episode 8?
Yeah, let us know, Matt, which one.
Because we did see a 60-second trailer and it was perfect for Rogue One. Did. Let's just say they show clips, probably not much different than we'd already seen. A lot more action centric, so looking more war type. And then it ended with the silhouette
against like a red background.
It sort of looked old school computer screen almost, he was looking out and we had the breathing. So that's Rogue One. Episode 8, 60 second, like Pav said, they didn't need to show you anything that a bar Luke Skywalker light his lightsaber.
Yeah. I've always said that because I always thought when they said it was going to be a teaser trailer for The Force Awakens, I had it in my mind. It was, and I can see it now. He's like in a cave and you can see this because the last time we saw Luke, he was in his black outfit. Yeah. So he had a black cloak on. And it was all really sexily lit, and it basically pans from his feet up, and then this cloaked figure looks up. You can see it's an old Luke, and then you just hear a lightsaber go, and there's like the green glow shimmer on his face, and he maybe gives a little sort of smirk, and then it would say Episode 7, or it would say Episode 8, or whatever. That is the trailer that I think, because the thing is with this film is everybody knows that Luke's in it this time. I mean, everybody thought Luke was in
more.
The Force Awakens, and he ended up being just in the very last scene. Everybody knows that Luke is going to be central to this movie. So he is going to be on every bit of publicity regarding posters and trailers and stuff, or he should be anyway. So to have a teaser trailer where it's just him, and how you can't, with all of the footage that they've got, just take him aside for 20 seconds or a minute and shoot that, and have that as
or something along those lines. But you know,
as an exclusive.
I mean, I don't know whether you saw like last year's Star Wars celebrations, but when they showed, you know, it was the same situation with Rogue One.
Yeah.
But they filmed a special thing.
And all that was
going through the woods.
It was an overhead shot, like an airplane shot of woods, and with sounds of war going behind and people like blowing up and people shouting and screaming, and then the camera pans up to a blue sky and you can see the white sort of shade of the Death Star overlooking this planet.
That's all you needed.
And you'll see, if you're on YouTube, you can see somebody managed to sneakily record that. And if you listen, as soon as you see it's the Death Star, the crowd go mad. The crowd go wild. And I think the problem that they're going to have now is, and it reminds me a lot of like The Walking Dead
season finale,
is that everybody online now is going to be saying about what a letdown Celebration was. You know, what a letdown. Lucasfilm have ballsed it up, and Disney have ballsed it up, and it's all going to be, like you say, to London.
Yeah.
We're going to save it all for Orlando.
That's what it feels like. It really feels like two fingers up to London.
That is such a shame. It's such a shame because...
Because it only comes to Europe every 2 years, and we know in 2 years' time it's not.
It's probably going to be Germany.
The rumor is that it's Germany again. Well, we're not going to go to that.
No.
So you've got to assume then 4 years. Mind you, the last time it was in London was 2007.
Yeah, but that was when they were doing it every 2 years. Now they're doing it every year.
So
because there's a movie coming out every year.
It might not even be the UK. You know, they might do France. They might do. We don't know when it's going to be back to the UK. That's the problem. No. It could be years and years.
But, you know, and the thing is, it does...
With the two fingers, especially as they filmed both of them here.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They have filmed both Episode 7 and 8 here. It should hold a special place in Disney or Lucasfilm's heart. You know, the original movie was filmed here.
I think because like Matt again just said, he can't believe they didn't stream it. Well, you would think if they're not streaming it, it's because they're going to drop some major news.
Yeah,
that they don't want it to be. I bet that wasn't the case.
It wasn't the case.
It really was seeing who they've cast as Han Solo, which we already knew.
Yeah.
The plot point in Episode 8 that they are going to be basically starting where they left off in Episode 7 at the end of that, which we sort of thought was possible.
Yeah.
And John Boyega turning up.
Yeah.
And then, like I say, I mean, Mark Hamill, well, Carrie Fisher.
I have to say, I was then expecting Daisy Ridley to
come out. Yeah, John Boyega was there, yeah. And then with Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill, fantastic to see them, but we've seen their panels.
Yeah.
So it didn't really make any difference.
Right, so that was we bitched and moaned, but obviously we've talked about Rogue One and gone into some detail about that. Pav, let me ask you a question.
Go on then.
Highlight of the weekend.
Well, Neil, there's been so many.
There has. I mean, I've got
that sounds
one
like,
highlight.
That sounds like something from the panel.
Yeah, I've got a highlight, okay. And I think you'll probably agree and probably even say the same thing. Well, let me quickly tell you mine. One of them, obviously seeing the panels that we did see was a highlight. We've mentioned that. That was a huge highlight. Mentioned it before, but I'm just going to name check them once more. Getting to meet Chris Hewitt, getting to meet Helen O'Hara, getting to finally meet Justin Bolger, Perry Nimroff, getting to meet her, fantastic. Mark Taylor from the other podcast, great to meet you. and so many other people. We got to meet Lauren, obviously, the security girl, and everybody like that. So fantastic to meet you all. And that was a real highlight, getting to meet
you. So you're classing that as one highlight?
As a massive highlight.
Okay.
No, altogether, because there's been so many, and I would like to clump them all there, because seeing them all meant a special place to me.
That, I would say, for me, and the fact that everybody was so accessible.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it really must, to them, to Chris and to Helen, must sound like we're stalkers, because they were there working, not just as in, oh yeah, well, they're Empire, so they're representing Empire. They were,
editing.
They physically had their computers there and were working on the next episode or the next edition of Empire. So they were absolutely working.
Mm.
And yet, as soon as we were there, like again today, as soon as we were there, Chris says, hi guys, you know, and Helen comes over and gives you a hug and how you doing and stuff like that. And that to me is like
priceless.
Yeah, because we are just guys that sit in a room and record a podcast. And I've always thought that we were lucky and honoured to be able to get Chris to do, like the Liverpool podcast that I did with Harry, and then also to do the movie Heaven. And with Justin as well, for him to say that he was just as thrilled to meet us and excited to meet us as we were to meet him.
Yeah, it was a highlight.
Was great. Perry Nemirov as well, somebody that, you know, I either listen or watch what she does every day.
Yeah.
So that's a weird thing to be then literally, like without any warning, be face to face with her.
Yeah.
And for her again, to also be really, really nice. And these are people that, like I say, are in your life every day, giving you the information that we then relay, like on our radio show.
Yeah.
You know, that's where we get our information from, is Empire or Collider.com, or with Justin, it was when he was on the Forcecast, or his Walking Dead, or all that sort of stuff. So these were all the people that we use to get our information from, to then pass on and do stupid things with it, or do you know what I mean? Or,
yeah, whatever. So that's a huge highlight to meet them.
That was a highlight. I mean, for me personally, to have somebody come up and recognise me from being on the big screen during the cosplay
Time. I was so hoping that they were going to show that today.
I know.
They nearly did, didn't they?
So we've got to try and find that footage somewhere. But to have just a random stranger come up and go, didn't I see you on the screen yesterday? It was like, oh my God, okay, thank you very much. So that was really, really, as a personal thing. But just overall, just to be able to come and do this, if you could do this as a job, I know it would be tiring, but to be able to be in that community of everybody, I think would be
superb.
Fantastic.
And we're working
would
hard
be fantastic.
But it's also the support of you guys that watch and listen and everything like that.
Well, yeah.
We really do appreciate that, and we hope we've entertained you as we've done it.
We hope so. I mean, I think this is the 12th video or Facebook Live that we've done anyway. We've done a couple of videos where the Facebook Live, we didn't have the signal and stuff like that, but and the podcasts that we've done. And look, if all else fails, and I think for me personally in regards to what we've done for podcasts, for me it's just a way of when I'm 60, I can listen back to these, and it's like having your memoirs.
Yeah, well, you know, it's our diaries.
If nobody else listens, it means that we've got three podcasts now that we can, the same as with the stuff that we did in LA, the same as the stuff that we did Phoenix Festival and things like that. You listen back at these, Swindon Comic Con, all of those sort of things. So you, it's the way, it's like your own little time capsule.
Absolutely.
You know.
I can't agree more. And so once again, thank you ever so much for everybody that's listening and supporting us.
Indeed.
So it's a huge thing. So overall, I mean, we'll probably start repeating ourselves.
I think we will. I would say that we're at 40 minutes. I think we should just wind down. So one thing we would ask anybody that's listening or that's watching, absolutely, Matt, I think we should do Florida. I absolutely agree. So if there's anybody out there that would like to pay for us to go to Florida, that would be amazing.
We would do it.
We will gladly mention you on every podcast we ever do. You know, we've got friends in high places.
Yeah.
We will do, well, we haven't, but we will do what we can. And if you want to bankroll us to go to Florida, we would gladly do that. That would be fantastic.
So, once again, as well, everybody's listening, if you haven't already done so, please do leave a comment and a review. I remember you can email us at pancast@live.com with other things, questions, or anything else you'd like to ask. Please do.
And also come and follow us on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/pancast/.
Forward slash.
Because what we really want to do, at the moment, the Facebook Lives that we do are on my personal page. I would like to move that over to our Pancast page, because then it's Pancast centric. It's not, you know, it's not to do with my, it's to do with me and Neil, or Neil and I should say. But once again, a massive thank you to everybody that we have met over the last 3 days. Thank you to, although, you know, we're giving them a shout out, Airbnb, and to
Uber,
Paula, and to Uber, who have been, I've really been impressed with Uber.
That's right.
It's a fantastic little app. The longest we've waited for a cab or for an Uber,
it's about 10 minutes, isn't it?
Probably not even that. It's about 7 or 8 minutes. And I've been really impressed. Yeah. Really impressed with that, I have to say. There's been times when they've not known quite where they're going.
But that's understandable.
It's London. It's not like we've had the same driver every day. So they've been really good. I think the food has been okay. We went to the same Indian today that we went yesterday, was an all you can eat. But we got there just at the time when they were putting the fresh food out.
They should have told us. So we had a long way.
We ended up waiting a long time, and we ended up then just basically having poppadoms, onion bhajis, and all the stuff that's been fried, which isn't good. When you're on Slimming World, is it? No. Matt says Uber is a US thing. It is, but it's here. It's in the UK.
Poor bloke has
decided to have an idea and it's already been done.
Yeah.
So, but they've been really good. And the app, you do it all by your app. You don't have to give them money or anything. But we're not
precious.
Sponsored by them. Yeah. So.
Right. Well, we better close up then. Let's close up for the podcast.
Okay, thank you very much, everybody.
Yes, thank you very much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed everything you've heard.
Indeed. Email us, pancast@live.com. Check out all of our podcasts at www.pancast.co.uk. And check out the other two podcasts that we've done to get the full value of everything that we've done over the last 3 days.
And all the people we've spoken to. Indeed. So thank you very much for listening.
Thank you. And may the force be with you.
Always.
One second.
You can email us at pancast@live.com or visit the website at www.pancast.co.uk.
This podcast is sponsored by Carinia Mails. For more information, email hello@cariniamails.co.uk. And this podcast is also sponsored by Cirencester Sales and Lettings. For more information, go to www.cirencestersalesandlettings.co.uk. UK.